Dakota.
Dakota.
And I met Pastor Maeve and Reverend Russ in Minnesota. And so they've just been such a blessing. And I came here and I was hoping to behave. And with him here, the Lord told me, good luck with that, because the Lord told me that you're so irritating that you're frustrating. You're so irritating that you frustrate the enemy. You frustrate the religious spirit, and you send the religious spirit out. You send chaos to the kingdom of darkness. So the Lord says to continue to be irritating and frustrating, because you are. But it's a good irritation, because the Lord says your irritation brings irrigation to the kingdom of God, and it begins to stir up fresh water and fresh wine, says the Lord. And so God says to continue to be that irritation to the kingdom of God. And I didn't know I would release that tonight, and I don't even know if that's okay. So it's okay.
Tomorrow night.
Okay, so
it's all right. I'm right here. It's okay.
That's good, because you would tell me, right?
I would get my big hook out.
Okay. I just want to confirm what was said with the offering tonight. It's been such a blessing for me to be here. It's been such an act of obedience. And Reverend Maeve knows that, and she's such a blessing. And so is her husband. And right now, I'm a little bit disappointed in myself, because I had this to bring tonight. But you know, when fear comes on you, probably should have got some of that broken last night. Because see, the gifts that I bought for them was the Lord telling me to do it. And I thought, oh gosh, it's my first time here, and I don't want to look like I'm trying to like suck up to the leadership. You know, some people do that, don't you know that?
Yeah.
But as I've been here for the past 4 days, and I've just got to soak in the presence of God, He began to reveal some truths to me about Canada and the USA and about this couple. And I just wasn't ready for some of it. And I even wasn't ready for some of what he had to say. I was like, wow. There's just still so much pride on the USA, and it's kind of trickling on me, because I'm like, Canadian people are going to come and help the USA. Hey. And that word about the converging wasn't just for the ministry here and you and them. It was for Canada and the United States one day. And the Lord says that the Canadian people will come in and bring healing. And it will break the shame. It will break the shame. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I saw you sending healing. You know, your flag has leaves on it for healing in the nations. And I saw you, just I saw, because of your obedience, that this new wind that's coming into this place, this new cold, fresh wind that's coming in, that's going to bring you to that new place that you've been crying out for years and years and years. The Lord says it's finished. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming, says the Lord. And people are going to come from every nation to this place, and they're not going to come because of some speaker list. The Lord says they're going to come because the Spirit of the living God is here. It's here. It's here. It's here. And it's going to draw them forth from the east and the north and the south and the west. And I saw you drape like your flag over the shoulders of the American people. and they broke. And every time I sat at the lake, I would see these, you guys got geese here? Are those geese, those all, I mean, honking, honking, honking. I'm worshiping in the bathroom with my music loud, and I honk, honk, honk. So I run out, and I'm like, should I feed these things? What am I supposed to do, feed these geese? No, and the Lord told me, no. He said, you start to feed those geese, and they're all going to come at you in a second flat. But the Lord said, are you ready? Because that's what's happening in this end time harvest. Come on. Are you ready to start feeding them fresh bread? Are you ready, ready, ready? Yeah. Because there's not enough harvesters out there. Amen. And so I'm going to end. I'm sorry, she said. But I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. So you have to listen to what that woman said. It was so true. It was so true to become a part of this ministry. You have a beautiful mother and father. And the word says to honor them. I pray that you honor them. In Jesus' name.
Amen.